upon him. This act wasn't just about a new title, it was about a divine appointment, a sacred calling. David wasn't chosen for his outward appearance or status. God looked at his heart. And just like David, you have been chosen, set apart, and empowered for this season. To be anointed with divine grace means stepping into God's favor, His strength, and His Spirit. It's about walking boldly, even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. January 8th. Shout out to my big bro, Prophet Daryl Bryant. Happy birthday. Amen. Listen, get excited. Grab your word, grab your coffee, your tea, whatever it is that you're drinking this morning. Let's get to the word. Because, listen, you are in a new season. We are in, it's the, first of all, we are in 5785, which is God's calendar year, your season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? Now, what you gotta understand is, the Bible says to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Come on now, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant. Time to pluck up or to harvest that which has been planted. Okay, so you are in God's season. You are in God's timing because you are God's children. You are under His purview, His authority, our glory, and He is in control. The Bible says all things work together. Okay, I'm going to say that again. All things work together. Can I say that one more time? All things work together for your good. Our glory. I'm going to say it again. All things work together. Come on now. I'm going to say it again. All things work together for your good. Our glory. You are in God's hand. He's going to make sure that everything, our glory, that you need is at your disposal. Come on now, I'm going to say it again. Everything that you need is at your disposal. Everything. He said, and my God shall supply all of your need. Come on now. I'm just sharing the word with you. He says, I'm going to supply it. You won't even, listen, you won't have to worry about where it's going to come from. You're not going to have to worry about it. He said, all of your need. I'm going to supply all of it. I'm going to make sure that you have everything. And when God supplies something, He always gives you more than enough. Come on now. Someone type, I received that. More than enough. I'm going to say it one more again. More than enough. You are going to be under the purview under the power, under whoo, the protection of El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Come on now, can I say that again? He's going to make sure. Amen, amen, good. Everything's going good, Brother Shane. Hey, good man, everything is going good. Cannot complain out here. Listen, listen, I'm out here in beautiful California out here, and it is I'm at what you would call my residency. I am working on beginning my Master of Fine Arts, my MFA program. And let me just tell you something, that when you're, listen, the devil cannot stop you or keep you from doing the purpose of God, and especially now because you're in your season of multiplied and abundant grace. So this is going to be a season that, first of all, that you are going to abound, okay? You're going to be abundantly furnished with. You're going to abound. You're going to overflow. I want to say good morning and praise God and to all my Phoenix brethren, all my Phoenix compadres, okay? All my Phoenix family, all my Ohio family out there, amen. All my, I see Alabama family, Texas family. I see where else? New Mexico, amen. I want to make sure that I reach everybody who's watching, amen. Those who are watching in Nigeria, glory. Hikisha, and Jamaica and Barbados. Listen, a shout out. Hey, and I'm sending a word of glory, protection. Your angels are going to, glory, come and make sure that you are protected. Glory, you will not fail. Okay, I'm prophesying to you right now. You will not fail. I'm gonna say that one more again. You will not fail. You will not fail. I'm gonna say it again. Oh my God. Hold on. Let me grab my iPad. You will not fail. Failure is not an option. Trying to get something to you. Failure is not an option. What God is going to do in your life, failure will have no place, no bearing in your future. Father, I thank you right now, according to your word. You said, trust in the Lord, lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you will direct our path. Father, I declare and decree, woo, that our glory, that as we get the seed of the word, and as they sow seed into the word, Father, you said, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty and your vats would overflow with wine. Father, this will be the season that they abound and overflow. Amen and amen. Listen, let's get to this word. Amen. I just want to make sure that you get what's coming to you. What's coming to you is increase, multiplication, abundance. You're going to abound because according to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8, our glory, and you know what, we're going to start at verse 7. Amen. Come on, grab your Bible. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Listen, I just prophesied to you something. You're not going to fail. You will not fail. You will complete. You will complete the mission. You will finish the race. You will finish the course. And I'm typing this for my Instagram folks. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Share the broadcast. I just want to encourage you today. Amen. This is a word of encouragement. That no matter what it looks like, You're going to win. You're not going to fail. Everything's going to work together for your good because you're going to find out you are the called. Here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Every man according to as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. You have to understand, God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So part of your abounding is you must be a cheerful giver. You must sow into God's kingdom. You must do things God's way. What is the kingdom of God? God's way of doing things. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall what? Be added unto you. We're going to go there this morning. Verse 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound. Abundance. See, here's that word again. All grace what? Abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Are you getting this morning? Our glory. He's able to make all grace abound toward you, that you having all sufficiency. So this is going to be the season. 5785 is the season you will always have. Our glory. He kisha. Woo, high glory. You, oh my, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing out of place. Complete shalom, which is wholeness. Okay? That word shalom in the Hebrew means peace or wholeness. High glory. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. More than enough. So that's the season that you're in. But what you also must understand that, glory, according to Romans chapter 8, 28, well, hold on here. Okay. God chose you. Okay. Here's what the devil's been trying to do. The devil's been trying to think that, first of all, you're not worthy, that there's a whole bunch of stuff that you got to do so that way God will choose you, that God will pay attention. And no, he chose you from the beginning. Let me show you. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Come on, let me put this up in there. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. This isn't for Instagram here. Someone type, it is so. Come on now. Hey, glory. Here we go. And it says, and we know that all things work together for good. Okay? All things work together for good. Good morning, Sister Missy. Where you been? We know that all things work together for good. Okay? He didn't say everything will feel good. He said it's going to work together for good. Because if God allowed it to happen in your life, he's going to make sure it works for good in you, okay? We know that all things work together for good to them that what? Love God. Woo, come on now. Now listen, if you love God, come on now. Someone type, I love him. Come on now, type it right now. I love him. Come on now. Did you share the broadcast? Come on now. Come on now. Type, I love him. Ah, glory. Woo, glory. Ah, glory. Hickey shot. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now listen, understand this. Everything that God is allowing in your life, that he chose, that he created you to do in your life, is for the purpose, your purpose, that's connected with his purpose. Ah, glory. Now look, when you look at that word, the called, not just called, but you are the called, okay? Divinely selected and appointed. Why is this key? Why is this so important? Because you're under the power of the grace of acceptance. See, the devil's been trying to keep you in the dark from knowing that he already accepted you. You are already the call. He already chose you. He already divinely accepted, appointed, and called and said, you're on my team. I chose you first. Woo! Oh, my God. See? And now when we go to Ephesians chapter 1. Come on now. Stay with me. Ephesians chapter 1. Come on now. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm typing this for Instagram. Amen. Ephesians. Chapter 1. Okay. I want you to see this is why I show you in the Word. See, this is not my opinion. So the devil can't come and say, well, that's only prophet. That's only prophet saying that. No. You are the call. You are. Now listen, you are under this power. Now listen, the power of the grace of acceptance, okay? You must accept yourself. God already accepts you. God already chose you. He said, you are my divinely chosen. Oh, my God. Okay, verse 3, 4, and 5, okay? Now, I want you to hear this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, listen, with all spiritual blessings. Everything that you need, he's already empowered you with. Woo, my God. Hey, glory. In heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us in him, according as he has chosen us in him. Not only are you chosen, but he chose you in him. You were in him before the world began. Oh, come on now. According to as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Someone shout this and point to yourself. I'm holy and I'm without blame. It doesn't matter. Okay? He can't shake that up. Love covers a multitude of sin. Listen. Because you are the call, because you are divinely chosen, you are under his protection. You're under the shadow of Almighty God. Oh, my God. Woo, oh, man, I got to get going here. Now, listen, verse 5. Having predestined us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in his beloved. You are accepted. You are accepted. Yeah, you are peculiar. He said, we're a strange and we're a peculiar people, and he accepts you like you are. You are accepted. Now, how glory. Woo, my God. And that brings us to the last point for today, because the Lord gave me a prophetic word for 2025. He said that 2025 is the season you're anointed with God's divine grace. Okay? You are anointed with God's divine grace. Come on. You're anointed. He chose you. He divinely selected you and appointed and ordained you. You're anointed with his divine heavenly. Ah, glory. God dripped grace. 1 Samuel chapter 16. As we go, as we get ready to close, amen, I want you to get this in your spirit. Amen. As we get ready to, I'm going to share part of this scripture, and then we're going to sow our seed. Amen. You are anointed with God's divine grace. 1 Samuel, and for time's sake, we're going to read just verse 12 and 13. Amen. Verse 12 and 13. Amen. Here we go. Woo, my God. Someone type, it is so. I want you to agree with it. Amen. It is so. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. Amen. First Samuel chapter 16. And we're just going to read verse 12 and 13 for today, for time's sake. Amen. And it says, and he sent and brought him in. Now David was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance. Okay, so he was small and puny, okay? He wasn't like his older brothers that were tall, had big muscles, okay? And goodly to look to. So he was a handsome young man. He was just, how does God use a puny, ruddy, good-looking boy to become his assassin, to become his warrior, his soldier of the army of God, the army of Israel? And the Lord said, arise, Samuel, anoint him, for this is he, anoint him. This word to anoint, okay, means it's the mashak of God, which means to smear, to spread a liquid, to consecrate, to separate unto God, okay? Anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him, smeared it upon him, chose him, consecrated him in the midst of his brethren. And now here it is. Here's God's divine grace. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. I want you to see that. The Spirit of the Lord came upon David. From that day forward, so Samuel rose up and went to Ramah, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. Listen, you are God's chosen. He already accepts you. And now this is the season that he anoints. He smears oil. He consecrates. He separates you. Okay? God is stingy. He takes care of who he chooses. Oh, come on now. Woo! The Bible says no one can pluck you out of the Lord's hand. Our glory, you've been chosen. It's your season to abound. It's your season to walk in your divine grace. Our glory, Hekesha. Now listen, get your seed ready right here. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. Those that sow sparingly will reap sparingly. Let's sow your seed right now. Listen, I'm going to challenge you to sow the Taruma to my Cash App, $2 Prophet MD Bryant. Okay, sow your seed. Amen. You can use my PayPal, Pastor Michael D. Bryant at gmail.com, or my Zelle, Michael at RTU Productions, right there on the right side of your screen. Lord, you can also sow your tithe to the ministry via PayPal using the smart camera. Use the QR code right there. And do, listen, glory, sow your seed. Show the Father, show the devil, you've been divinely chosen. Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. As they sow seed, as they sow the teruma, glory. Oh, my God, you said, and my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father. you have anointed them for such a time as this. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my God. Hey, glory, Kesha. And I just prophesy this right now, that as you sow seed into my Cash App, $2 Prophet MD Bryant, right there on the right side of your screen. High glory. High glory. You've been dealing with diabetes. I just heard the Father say, oh, my God, everything's getting under control, and you're going to be cleared up, and eventually you'll be able to come off that extra insulin. The devil is a liar. Hey, glory, that's not how God created you. Hey, glory, Kishata. All generational curses, all generational diseases are being destroyed now in Jesus' name. Come on now. Oh, glory. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. We're going in. Be blessed. Thank you.